Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We are working today on Family Day. And, well, there are some questions in the workbook. I haven't included them in this video presentation. Suffice to say that those questions are really important and it would be really worth your while to look at them. Things like Family Day, things like benefits and drawbacks of a marriage, the Vesica Pisces, and the elements of Walker Chi, elements of gratitude, walks, elements of metabolism, etc. But for now, what I want to focus on is Family Day and go through a few of the things that some people might find a little surprising. The first one is that the purpose of a relationship is not happiness. Now, that gets really confusing because people think that that's the purpose. But if you're an unhappy person before you get into a relationship, you will be happy for a while because of the relationship, and then you will turn back into the person you were before the relationship. Relationships do not make people happy permanently. They may be temporary fixes, but they're not permanent. And so the purpose of a relationship is to grow us. And that means support and challenge us. And therefore, if you find yourself being critical of your relationship, what you're comparing it to is the short-term benefit of a new one. So if you go to a new relationship, yes, you will get the short-term, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, benefit of happiness because it will make you happy, but then it will revert to its absolute essential ingredient, its essential nature, which is support and challenge you. Then you'll be back where you started, just with a different person. So save yourself that causation. The second thing is to get really wise toward is the power of observation. Now, nobody does more to you than you do to yourself. And so it's really important here to be honest with yourself. The power of observation is the core ingredient of how you turn up in a relationship. You observe yourself, you observe your behavior, you observe your thoughts, you observe your actions towards other people, you observe your words and your comments. If those comments don't fit with the model of what builds a good relationship, you know, you can predict, you can be really good at this prediction, you can future see, and you can see the future written in the words you say in the moment, the future will be uncomfortable. So nobody does more to you than you do to yourself. So that observation starts with how you treat yourself. And this is very important to get used to. The idea that a great relationship with another person begins with a great relationship with yourself. So what the, self-leadership teaching or what inner wealth teaches is that you can be the cause of a great relationship. You are the cause. If you don't treat yourself well and you expect someone else to treat you really well, you are actually kidding yourself. That's a distorted lie. If you aren't turning up for yourself, if you aren't looking after yourself, if you aren't keeping fit, if you aren't keeping healthy, if you are depressed, if you're not looking after your mental, physical, and emotional health, don't expect the people in the family to do it for you. That is not going to happen. So you need to become the cause and celebrate the effect rather than to be dealing with the effect and commiserating or feeling sad about the cause. There are two places you do not want to be stuck in life. And I'm not talking about in the car. I'm talking about in life in general. You do not want to be stuck in the past and you don't want to be stuck nowhere. The way we deal with this modeling here is we give four words to you that I believe if you follow those four words will end up in a great, great, great mindset of self-leadership. You will be looking after yourself well. Gratitude for the past. Is there anything in the past you're not grateful for? A death, a misery, an accident, a fall down, a breakage, a loss, anything you're not grateful for, you need to process that in your coaching. The second one is to turn up in the present, which if you turned up in the present, you have moved on from the past. The third one is to make sure that you have a future, that you're not stuck nowhere. And so a future is the ability to imagine it and visualize it and manifest it. We've already been through that a couple of days ago in the 30-day challenge. So two places you don't want to be stuck, the past and nowhere. Those two are the primary cause of the fact that 90% of relationships fail. And 90% of the reason they fail is because people are stuck in the past or nowhere. They've lost their dreams. So, nothing impacts the future more than the present. What you judge in others today, what you judge, you breed it in your children, attract it in a partner or somebody at work, or you become the thing you judge. So if you're still lingering in the past, here's an incentive to say, let's get it done, guys. Let's get this past cleared up. Let's not be judging ourselves or others about anything that's happened. We acknowledge that we will be judging people now, but if that template of the past is dominating the present, we'll just continually breed, attract, or become the thing we don't like. And that primarily is what happens in the challenge aspect of a relationship. Your partner or you or your kids become the thing you judged. It's one thing to be in the present, but the most important thing about the present is to be able to observe it. Now, there are people who are so intensely in the present. They're working hard, they're cooking dinner, they're making the beds, they're mowing the lawn. They're in the present, but they're not observing it. Now, to really be in the present, you need to be here in this moment, observing what's going on. And this is a really important differentiation between the intensity of operating in the present and the intensity of observing the present. Don't see things, look. Test your observations. See if what you're observing is real before you second guess other people. The future is very predictable if you can observe the present, and it's a really important component of a great family relationship. So observation of what's going on is prediction. For example, a person's jaw, when they move their mouth, what are their eyes doing? Are their eyes shining or their eyes dull? Is the voice clear and expressive, or is it weak and thin, or is it nasty and mean? Their movements, are they harsh and gross when they put down a cup? Do they slam it down or do they place it? Are they caring for the house? Are they caring the way they put things, where they leave their shirts and t-shirts, or they just don't care and wait for the cleaner to arrive every month? So these observations of how people are behaving is a prediction of the future they're going to create. And if they don't care about where they leave their cup, or they don't care about where they leave their clothes, or if they don't care about how they leave the house when they leave, they're basically saying they don't care about you. And that's an observation and a prediction. And that maybe is an opportunity to have a conversation about that topic. If they're yawning while you talk to them, scratching their body or, you know, looking over or flicking through their phone instead of being present with you, These things are predictive, but you need to observe them. The other part about it is, how many questions are they asking you, and how many answers are they giving you to your questions? That's an exchange between two people, question and answer. And if that's not happening, maybe you can introduce that variable into your dynamics. Just look at this person as an example. That person is in a state of not present. They're in their pain, and therefore they can't be in a loving relationship in this time. Now, if that went on day after day after day, worry after worry after anxiety, and they bring in their family problems, and they bring in their work problems, and they bring it all in, next thing you know, you're having a relationship with their problems, not with them. So, most importantly, open eyes, open mind, open heart, observe and predict. Behavior in life is everything. Words are words, thoughts are thoughts, ideas are ideas, promises are promises, results or behavior is reality. Here's three good examples of faces that you could really observe and predict the future that that person's going to manifest. This picture on the left is a picture of my spine with a needle going into it with cortisone. And as you can see, it's a pretty severe injection. And that was the beginning of my own observation of my own breakdown of my spinal column. And you can observe these things. There's a very dirty desk and a very work environment. It could even be in a person's home. And you just can just think about the quality of the work coming away from it. The one on the bottom right is a picture of somebody's shoes. And I worked with an executive who was being paid in $600,000 to $700,000 a year with shoes of that quality. They just forgot to change them. It's really important. How we think, act, and behave today creates our tomorrow. Remember, 90% of relationships fail. When you're talking to another human being, it's really important to remember, if you don't appreciate it the way that you've got it, it depreciates. So in a dynamic with another human being, if you can appreciate it, even the small things they do, you are growing the relationship. But if you are criticizing and looking for fault, you are depreciating the relationship. And there's a prediction, again, by observation. We want to turn up in a relationship 100%. So when you walk in the door to the house, or you walk to sit down at dinner and you start talking about what happened in the day, and you're not celebrating the success of the day, but rather bemoaning what went wrong, you're not turning up, you're living in the past. And so there's a really important video that I present, which is called Pig Poo Boots. And it's all about turning up and the importance of it in your life. And we spend a lot of time doing this. Remember the four words we used already? Gratitude, presence. Presence means, where are you? Right here, right now, 100% turned up, available. That means not stuck in the past, bemoaning what happened 5 minutes ago, you broke a plate, or you didn't park the car well. It's not, you're here. And in the moment, if you observe what's going on, and in the moment, if you are fully aware, you will turn up and arrive. And that's magnetism in a relationship. Think for tomorrow. If you don't appreciate it the way that you've got it, you won't get it the way that you want it. And nothing's ever missing in your partner. It's in maybe just in a form you're not recognizing. So you can, no matter what happens, have thankfulness for your partner. We sabotage anything in our lives that we can't link to our purpose. That includes our family life. Our purpose and knowing your purpose is really important. And once you know it, you can link anything to it. If your purpose was to change the world and you got a job as a garbage collector, there's a way of linking those things. But if you don't know your purpose and you get a job as a garbage collector, you might really resent that job and sabotage your health or your money or whatever it is to get away from it. So sabotage is the cause of 90% of relationships failing. Gratitude, presence, certainty, and love are the four things we should be watching on TV rather than Netflix. So I want to finish this with saying, act for tomorrow. You build a relationship on valuing time. You build a relationship on valuing every moment that you have with another person. Remember to be the cause of the effect and celebrate the effect. In a relationship, poison is criticism. And what I want to say to you here is that criticizing another person is unnecessary, because nobody beats us up more than we beat ourselves up. So if somebody doing something wrong, you don't have to say you did something wrong. They are beating themselves up far and doing a far better job of it than you will. But when we do criticize a person, we relieve them of the duty of criticism, and so they escape. So criticizing and giving advice you weren't asked for to your partner in future seeing language is going to create a big problem. It's 4 a.m. in this image. Yesterday, I acted in a way that made getting up at 4 o'clock beautiful. We live for tomorrow. My actions and behavior today mirror where I will be tomorrow, especially in my self-talk. We go in the direction of our dominant thought. So it's really important here that in the words you say to yourself, in the consciousness cone, we say, don't say got to, remember to say choose to, love to, but you can also do the parent, adult, child, motivate, instruct, reward, self-talk pattern that we talk about. And if you haven't got that on board at this point in your life, I strongly recommend you ask about it and get on board with it. Get a life. Don't focus on others' lack of it. Now, nothing affects the child more than the unlived life of the parent. There is nothing truer. And quite often we encourage our kids to do sport when we ourselves are not doing it. We encourage our kids to do well at school when we're not studying. We encourage our kids to do things to learn an instrument and we're not learning an instrument. Quite often we're living vicariously through others. And so the important thing here is it doesn't matter what you do, just make sure that you have a vision, you have an inspiration, you have a purpose, you have it written down in a be, do, have sequence, and so you know what you're doing, and that will inspire your kids to do what they would love to do in life as well, rather than live vicariously through them. Most parent-child problems, especially when the child's getting towards 8 to 14 in that range, parent-child problems come from the parent not having a life, trying to live vicariously through the kid. There's big pushback from that. So coming to closure here, I exercise every day so I can do the work I love, and therefore by doing the work I love, have the family that I love and live and love into the future, no matter how long that is. So it's pretty important to make sure you look after yourself, whatever that looks like. So I'm going to close this, remembering there are 7 areas of life, remembering that you can behave for tomorrow, that family and relationship is one of the 7 areas, that a low score in any of the 7 areas will affect all the areas of your life. So it's important to do the work you love and have a health program you love and do some spiritual work on yourself, which means turn up happy. That's the turning up part of all this equation. Have a network of people you can communicate with, be mentally challenged and growing, and of course, look after your finances. I always encourage husband and wife or couple to have independence in their financials as well. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. I hope this has been fantastic for you. If it has been, share it around. Bye for now.